At the port in Mogadishu, a constant stream of ships arrives, carrying the cargo to rebuild Somalia. Ismail Abukar Hussein is a 32-year-old truck driver.
A year ago, we could make one delivery a month. Now we can make between 3 to 5 deliveries. Business is booming because of the peace.
The roads in Mogadishu have been cleared of roadblocks set up by the militant group Al-Shabaab for nearly 2 years, allowing Hussein to freely deliver food and construction materials around the city. Port manager Abdullahi Ali Noor estimates the port sees 20% more ships today than this time last year.
We have new activity. There is a container terminal, and we have started exporting livestock. It shows that Mogadishu is ready to be a fully functioning seaport.
The port is one example of how gains in security have enabled an economic revival in this war-torn country. It is an image of progress the Somali delegation will show off in London, hoping to harness international aid and recognition of Somalia as a viable state, ready for investment. In the run-up to the conference, British Foreign Secretary William Hayes traveled to Mogadishu to meet with President Mahmoud and to reopen the British embassy. The Somali president, regarded as the country's most legitimate leader since the state collapsed in 1991, is co-hosting the London conference, attended by representatives from more than 50 nations.
This number of attendance and participation also indicates the real commitment and the real willingness from the international partner. This is absolutely an opportunity, but it's also a challenge to Somalia, how we respond that good intention, that good gesture.
In Mogadishu, British Foreign Secretary Hayes cautioned that Somalia still has a long way to go.
Great progress has been made, but the problems that Somalia is grappling with haven't been fully solved. The work is not complete. It's the work of many years, and it requires a sustained effort from leaders in Somalia, of course, but also its partners in the region and across the world.
British-trained African Union troops have pushed Al-Shabaab out of the capital city and large swaths of southern Somalia, but the group still makes its presence known. Just 2 days before the conference, a suicide car bomb targeting a Qatari delegation killed 11 people and wounded several others. Rupa Goganeni for VOA News, Mogadishu.